الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله is for the sending of salutation and durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Today we will start with a special hadith dedicated to it. On the day of judgment, people will be resurrected together with those people whom they used to love, whom they used to associate. So if we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if we continuously send durood and salutation upon him, this is a good sign. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba yawm al-qiyamati. The person will be resurrected on the day of judgment together with the one whom he used to love. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wassalamun alayka ya rasul Allah. It is by the grace of Allah rabbul izzatul jalal that we are able to continue and to pick up from where we left and to proceed. Viewers of Madani Channel, first of all, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum. We welcome one and all, and it is an honor indeed to present unto you the topic in discussion. The main head topic is al-ghafla, heedlessness. And the topic of today, it is companionship. And lastly, in the last episode, we talked about tulul amal, long hopes. So before touching to the current topic, the subtopic of today, allow me just to put notes which we never mentioned in the last episode. That is a form of continuation from where we left, and try to add other few points remaining so that by the grace of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will understand the seriousness of the matter. Last time we said that al-ghafla, one of the causes of heedlessness, it is tulul amal, long hopes, and it is such that as per the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khattan nabiyyu khattan murabbi'an, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he draw a very long line. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to teach the Sahaba. He was sent as a teacher unto us. That's why sometimes we use some typical examples so that the people, and they will understand better. So you draw this line, and a line which is cutting it, and subsidiary line here and there, trying to, to interweave with this long line. Then he explained in summary that this long line which you are seeing, it is the hope of humanity. It is the hope of a son of Adam, of a human being. That is his hopes, his wishes, his desires, This is the long line which you can see. Now, the line which cut it, it is his lifespan. It is his death. It is his ajal. Fixed the time. Now, amazing is this, the line was still carrying on and it was cut. So it means that our hopes, we even hope more for more days rather than the days which we have got in the dunya. Our hopes are even more than that. Of course, other subsidiary lines which were there trying to, these are sicknesses and other form of musibah which will come to disturb this line of hopes. Ala kulli hal, that is how the humanity to say that our hopes, they are very long. So sometimes we even hope for other things which we will not get in our life. وَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ابْنَ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said also something which have got to do with lessening hope. If we listen to this hadith, I think we will not have long hope. When we talk about this hope, as we said that last episode, we are talking about only hoping the dunya. The hopes which we incur if we are hoping for something which is fruitful to please Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, those hopes are okay, but the hopes which we are condemned vehemently, they are those hopes only for the dunya. Qala Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Abdullah the son of Umar said, أَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِمَنْكَبِي The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم hold my shoulder. فَقَالْ He said unto me, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا Be there in the world. Be in the world كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيب Like you are a stranger. أَوْ عَابِرْ سَبِيل Or somebody passing. A way passer. Somebody passing by the road. What he did? What lesson are we deriving? Number one, we are deriving that in this world we are there for a short period. Number two, we need to have less hopes. Number three, we need to work hard in the dunya. Wa hadith Anas ibn Malik, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, is for this hadith. We explained it last time that the son of Adam gets old, but two things, they keep on to be young in him, that he will keep on aspire to have long life and aspire to gather as much wealth as it is. This is all about long hopes and whims and desires in the dunya. How beautifully it was said, we are happy when we finish a day. We need to know that whenever a day is gone, it is drawing us near to our grave. It is drawing us near to the judgment. It is drawing us near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ So work for yourself قَبْلَ maut, before death, مُجْتَيِّدًا with zillness. وَقَالَ عَلِيُّ بْنُ أَبِي طَالِبِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Irtahalat dunya mudbira, the dunya is moving away from us. Wartahalat al-akhirah muqbila, and the akhirah is coming towards us. For each and every two of these houses, there are children. Fakunu min abna'i al-akhirah, so be from among us the children of the hereafter. Wala takunu min abna'i dunya, don't be from among us the people of the dunya. Today there is only action and no accountability, and tomorrow it will be accountability and there will be no actions. So these are some other things of which, to condense the previous episode coming to today's discussion, we say that they are companionship. Man by nature is a sociable entity, is a social being. We like to socialize. So by us socializing, friends also, of course viewers of Mother Nature Channel, friends also, they are the source which can cause one to be from among the ghafilin, the heedless one. If you play with somebody who is heedless, then nothing will come out. You need to select your companionship. You need to be choosy in as far as companionship is concerned. One Madani pool, which Nigrani Shura mentioned in one of his bayan when he visited South Africa, he said that like how people go to the markets and select fruits, select high quality brands, you know, especially when ma'akulat wa mashrubat, these things which we eat and we drink, we tend to be choosy. Like MENA, we need to choose our words and we need to choose our companionship. Good friends, good results. Bad friends, bad result. Play with the heedless, you become also heedless. So companionship, it's one of the causes of this disease called heedless. Because when you play with a heedless one, of course you also be from amongst them. One sayer said it beautifully, that it's like a coal. If you take a coal, a burning coal, you put it amongst, in the midst of the cold ones, that burning coal will become also cold. Why? Due to the fact that the environment and the musahaba, the companionship, it affects. So this is the topic of discussion today, which we'll just try to summarize here and there so that we can see how Islam says about companionship. قال الله تعالى, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal said, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. The day when the oppressor is going to bite his hand, curse be upon me, why did I not take the path of the Prophet? Curse be upon me, why did I select such and such person to be my friend? He had made me to go astray after the remembrances came to me. Viewers of Madani Channel, this verse is enough to show how bad, how evil it is to play with the heedless ones. From an alim, it's either he will teach you, it's either you will listen words from him, or it's either he will advise you. Now, goes on, flip the table, twist the situation, playing now with a criminal, praying with a mujrim, you will end up corrupt your iman, corrupt your beliefs, corrupt your entity, then finally corrupt your essence. So heedlessness, its causes also is due to the companionship which you keep. That's why you find that these two flies, a house fly and a honey fly, a house fly always plays with the house fly. And a honey fly, which we call a bee, is playing with the bee. Because now when the bee or the honey fly start to play with the house fly, it's a disaster. The production of honey is killed. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal make us to understand. Wa hadith Abu Hurairah. And to explain it further, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said it beautifully, as with the quotation of Abu Hurairah, that a person is on the religion, is on the ways of his friend. And the word deen, it means your way of life. Now, so the person's way of life or his religion evolve around those companionship which he keep. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ. So let one of you be choosy. مَنْ يُخَالِفْ. As to whom he plays with. This, it is enough. So, if your suhbah is for the heedless ones, now what will be the outcome? You'll be also heedless like them. Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal, again, he mentioned it beautifully with a very classical way of explanation, which does not need any further explanation, where Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal said that the friends on the day of judgment, some of them and others will be enmity between the friends. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Except those people who were pious. Friendship. We can mention, and we can mention, but we cannot do justice. Alama Az-Zarnuj, in his book, Path of Knowledge, The Path to Knowledge, he also dedicate a chapter on companionship and put some beautiful words of poetry. From there he quote, Anil mar'i la tas'al was'al an qarina. Don't ask if someone, don't ask about him, ask about his friends. If you want to know his habits, study the habits of his friends. If the friends are drinking, know that he also is drinking, because no one can pray with somebody drinking that, no, when they are drinking me, I'll be sleeping. No. One way or the other, someone is fooling someone there. Who is fooling who? So about a person, don't research him, research his friends. Study his friends. See his companionship. Because for verily, he said it beautifully, فَكُلُّ قَرِينَ, that each and every friend, بِالْمُقَارِن, to his, you know, قَرِين, it means they are connected actually. For each and every friend to the one who him, he is connected, يَقْتَدِي, he follow, قَرِين. Connection. There is a connection in friendship. But other types of friendship, which we base on smoking, on drinking, on hooking, hooliganism, all this type of friendship, it will be broken because it was based on something which is wrong. That's why we've got an Arabic principle which says, Ma buniya bil batil, fahuwa batil. That which is built on something which is wrong, then the whole entity is wrong. Another sayer said it beautifully, Suhbatul Akhyar Lil Qalbi Dawa. Playing with the Al Akhyar, with the righteous, Lil Qalbi Dawa, that is the medicine for the heart. If the heart is sick, its medicine is not Panadol, it's not paracetamol, it is not discipline, etc. But the disease is good companionship. Good companionship is when you start to play with people. Who will teach you? Who will bring you back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because we said friends are connected. So if you connect with the people who fear Allah, meaning say your connection in the bottom of in the bottom line, it is what? It is taqwa. The friendship of good people, it does two things. It will make your heart live and active. This is what we need to understand, as the topic is al-ghafla. Many people are ghafilin. If you study their life, if you scrutinize, it's not that it's a whole chain. He's playing with his. He's moving with the ghafil. He's dining with the ghafil. He's dancing with the ghafil. So this is the reason of ghafla. وَصُحْبَةُ الْجُهَالِ, and the companionship of ignorance, built on ignorance. دَاءٌ وَأُمْيَا, it is a disease and the causelessness of blindness of the heart. It's a disease. تَزِيدُ فِي الْقَلْبِ السَّقِيمِ سُقْمَةً, it will increase in the heart of a sick man's diseases. What? The companionship of who? Like tomatoes. It's a good example. If we take tomatoes, we put them in a basket, take one rotten tomato, put that rotten tomato in the basket of fresh tomatoes, leave them for some couple of a time, especially when there's sun, to be the booster, and the yeast, which will act as the catalyst to quicken the reaction. In short space of time, you find that the whole box of the tomatoes is corrupted because of that one tomato. That is a paradigm which gives us the sense that if you take something, if you bring in your companionship one who is sick, then all of you will end up being sick. If you want to play, we're not saying don't play. Nowhere else in Sharia we say don't play. No. If you want to play, go and play with the people who are good. Don't play with the one of loose character. You will be loose like them. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bless one and all. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala.
Ya Allah, wake me up from heedlessness. Ya Allah, wake me up from heedlessness.